gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel of Mark today, we hear Jesus say to his disciples, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Rest. God in the beginning created the seven, created for 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. He gave people the Sabbath for rest. In those days, people worked all the time, from sunup to sunset. Their lives were hard. So when Jesus says to the disciples, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while," he invites them to be alone with God, to be there somewhere out in nature. There at a seaside, there along a little brook, there in a forest green, as we can imagine it. And we've had those experiences, haven't we? When we've gone away with the Lord up the mountain, halfway up the mountain, where we sense God, where we know his presence with us. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. In a real sense, week by week, we come away not so much to a deserted place, but to a quiet place, this church, where we can rest a while with the Lord and listen to his word and receive his mercy, his love, and his forgiveness. The sacraments point us to that love, to that mercy. When we baptize our little ones in the font of baptism and they receive God's love and mercy and their sins washed away, they are one with the Lord. When our people come to the sacrament of confession, week by week, day by day, hopefully not hour by hour, but definitely frequently, they receive the Lord's love and mercy because they've come away to a quiet place, that inner room that Jesus talks about, go into that secret place where you and the Father can be one. He calls his disciples today to a deserted place, and they realize immediately that they get followed by large numbers of people who need them, who need them. This is a sign of the ministry that the Lord gives to his people, that we are called, no matter what, to help other people. Jesus was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. So often we look at our world today, and we see a world that is in great need, a world that is in need of Jesus, a world that is in need of God. We come to him to gain strength by coming away to this holy sacrifice of the Mass so that we can then go out and be the good Catholic people that the Lord calls us to be. In a way, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians speaks to us clearly of a division that is in existence. In Paul's time, it was a division in the church between the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians. Paul says that Jesus is our peace, who made both of us one and broke down that dividing wall through his flesh, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two. He did this in his body as he sacrificed himself for the sins of the whole world. He came to those Jewish people, but he extended the love of the Father to all people in such a way that we, the Gentiles and the Jews, have access to the Father. The covenant is one in Christ. Jesus makes this covenant by his body and blood. So when we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass and we participate in it, we enter into a mystery which is in Christ and which will be fulfilled at the end of time, in which all become one in Christ. We teach many things about eternal life, about coming to the kingdom of heaven. And we all desire to become saints because only saints are in heaven. Wicked evildoers are not in heaven, only saints. So the Lord is going to have to work on a lot of purgation for us in order that we can be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. He is going to have to be the one to supply the grace. And that's just the great thing about the Christian faith. We don't really have to do an awful lot other than to accept his grace, to say to him, Lord, I am a sinner and I need your help. I can't do it alone. I have many things, many habits, many big things, many little things that are not right. And I ask you to help me, to overcome those things with your grace. The Lord offers us salvation. We hope to come to the kingdom of heaven. And he speaks of being one with the Father and one with us. Our eternal destiny is to become one in him, not a whole bunch of adjacent people all around him, but one in him, one mind, one heart, one spirit, one God and Father of all, who is in all and through all and comes to all in such a way that God is all in all. Paul, he says that Jesus establishes peace and reconciles both to God in one body. He preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. We are near the Lord each time we come to his sacraments, each time we receive his body and blood in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But there is something further that should be taking place in us. We are being transformed each time we receive his body and blood, a little bit by a little bit by a little bit, into his body and blood, so that we can go out and be bread for the world, that we can be his body and his blood in the world. So today, as we listen to the voice of our shepherd, may we always know that he is with us till the end of time, and that we can recognize his voice in his holy scriptures, and we recognize him in the breaking of the bread, and we hear his voice, I know them, and they follow me.